Hello and welcome, I'm Pooja Sarkar and you're listening to the podcast from the bookshelves of Forbes India. This is our second episode of our season 2 and I'm absolutely thankful to you for all the amazing response that you sent in for our last episode where we spoke to the founder of Reebok. Now today's episode is a little different. Today I've picked up a book which is more like a primer on Indian venture capital ecosystem. The book is called as Demystifying Venture Capital by Mr. Mohammed Mustafa. He was the ex-chairperson of SIDBI. Now, a lot of people do not understand what SIDBI really does when it comes to the VC system in India. Now, SIDBI is more like a limited partner. A limited partner is someone or an investor which gives money to a venture capital fund manager, and then the VC fund manager goes ahead and deploys the money in a company on an entrepreneur's journey. Now, he has overlooked a lot of these transactions. In fact, SIDBI has a portfolio. SIDBI has to deploy nearly 10,000 crore, of which it has deployed nearly 4,000 crore. And here, Mr. Mustafa, who's had a long journey, he's an IAS officer, he has had a long journey when it comes to the banking sector. But when he came here, he realized that things are different over here and how the VC ecosystem works. And he started taking down notes. And from there came about this book, which is more like a literally a primer. It tells you about how the VC ecosystem has evolved in since 1990s in India. In fact, I don't know, a lot of you may know and some of you may not, but earlier the markets regulator had VCF regulations. It is just in 2012 that India, where the Indian markets regulator SEBI came and said, okay, I'm taking over the VCF regulation and I'm introducing the AIF regulations. So this entire VC ecosystem has evolved over since 1994 or so, and it's been a long journey. And in fact, if you look at it now, there are more than 220 incubators and accelerators in India. There are accelerators which are backed by governments, corporates, all of these angels that are there, Mumbai Angels, Delhi Angels, TIE, so many things that have now come about, and this segment has become such a deeper ecosystem. This book really gives an idea to all the students or someone who's really starting out and wants to understand the Indian VC ecosystem. I would really recommend this book. The second portion of the book is where a lot of these homegrown Indian funds, for example, Matrix, Nexus, Kalari Capital, Bloom Ventures, K Capital, a lot of the founders, the managing partners of these funds have written their experience about their fund, the thesis of their fund, the kind of portfolio companies that they have, some which has worked, some which hasn't worked, also known as anti-portfolios. There are some very interesting stories in there, and I would really recommend, if you really want to understand something about VC, that's a book that I would recommend to you. This also comes at a point because somebody in fact actually asked me on Twitter on explaining these topics and subtopics. It gets very difficult to explain just on Twitter, but I really hope you would like this book and be able to understand what I'm trying to say. And I also hope that you like this conversation. But before that, please do not forget to like, subscribe, and follow us. We are there on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, you name it, and we are there. So find us on your favorite platform and come be a part of our journey. I went through the book and it is a very good primer on venture capital. And I wanted to understand, I'll just start by asking, how did you come up with the idea that you wanted to write this book?
Before 2017, I was looking after banking sector in Government of India. In 2017, I moved to SIDBI as chairman and managing director. There I realized that while one field of banking, which is highly regulated, there is another field of venture capital, which is very exciting, very different from what is happening in the other aspects of Indian finance. And a lot of aspiration and hope is there. So that is how it struck me that this is something that we need to understand in detail. So actually this book, so I started understanding, learning the subject and made some notes. And actually this book is just what you call expansion, or you can say my notes were expanded, and then how it turned out to be the first part of the book.
True. I would try to first start with, if you can explain to the listeners, how does venture capital really work in India and what have been your learnings?
Venture, you have to understand that this is basically a class of in equity investments in the different type of company, which is broadly known as private equity investment. And within that, there are different stages. One stage is obviously when a business plan is not ready, or maybe the founders are just at a very initial stage having some ideas. They have, in some cases, they have developed the product, some cases, they have not developed the product, some cases, they have product market fit, some cases, they don't have it. So there, some fine form of investment is available that you might have heard of is angel investment. So that's a very, very early stage. And then when a company is a little more structured, it's still not profitable, it's still, but the business shows promise and it is scalable, then that is the stage where venture capital firms enter into this business. They develop, they support mature firms. And then little later, when it actually achieves a scale and maybe is about to cross the growth phase, that time the private equity firms enter. So actually, if you look at the private equity sphere, angel, venture capital, and private equity, this all depends on the stake and the scale at which you made the investment.
True, that is there. But in terms of, I wanted our listeners to also understand that, a lot of these investing opened up in India in mid 1990s, and we always had these VCF regulations. And one thing that is interesting is that also because I was speaking to someone and they kept saying that, SIDBI does a lot of investments. If you could just talk about the SIDBI's role in the VC industry at this point in time.
SIDBI is one of the, I think, the oldest limited partners of India. So they are doing it at various levels. Earlier, they were doing in their own capacity. They'd also entered into the program with the World Bank. But now they're basically engaged and working as agencies for government capital, which is to be deployed. One of the biggest investment that SIDBI is doing right now is part of 10,000 crore fund of funds, which is run and supported by Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion, which is now known as Department of Internal Trade and Policy. So that is one which they are deploying right. I think right last when I moved from there, they had deployed around 4,000 over the next 5 years. So I think, but I think in the next couple of years they'll be able to complete the investment cycle.
Okay. And sir, under you, what are the kind of investments that you looked after, and also what is it that intrigued you the most in the VC ecosystem?
I think, see, when you look at a VC, what is most important is upsell. I think the one factor which is very important is the track record, what they have done in the past, whether in terms of fundraising, whether in terms of exit. So that's very, very important. Secondly, we look at whether their approach, their team, and then obviously the market dynamics of the product that they are supporting. So this is all five, six things are there which work. For instance, if you look at the page 95 of the book, there we have given, so how do we look at venture funds? How do we, whether it is team management, the skill management, team stability, well, there are a whole lot of things that we've done. And obviously, and we have also fund, we have a section called 3.4.2, fund selection and due diligence. There you'll find a whole lot of details as to how, because SIDBI is basically limited partner, right?
True.
And these venture funds are what you call general partners.
Yes.
Those who take money from SIDBI, raise money from elsewhere. How do venture funds, do they select their own investment in the market? That also you can find it. So you can see this deal techniques. There is a chapter called chapter number 5. So there you can see what all do they look for that you can find in chapter number 5. There we have given a whole lot of details to what is that these firms look for actually. What is the factor that they look for, and how do they decide their investment? Obviously, what is the role investment is today? Because see, it all trickles down from the top, where LPs give money to GP and GP give money to startup. Now LP gives money, he can give basically, obviously, for everybody, the most important thing is making money, right?
True.
That is more, that is the most important factor for anybody and everybody. But then when they do, they focus on certain sectors. Maybe they're playing on the retail story, or maybe specific sector. Somebody's maybe supporting ESG goals. Somebody may be supporting, and like we have got a chapter from Omidyar Network. You can see they are very niche venture capital firm. They are doing it in a very different way. So actually that's how it works in a different way. So basically overall, the company has overall what you call, what is called overall investment strategy. How do they go, how they are going to make investment sector, technologies, some of them can be sector agnostic, but obviously everybody wants to earn money. And then how do, there are a whole lot of things that they do. And there are 5-6 things that we have given, the tax, compliance, finances, market, scalability. So the most important factor that any VC will look for is actually scalability, whether you will be able to scale up your business and make money. That's what they support.
True. But so when it comes to returns from, I mean, as you said that, you know, it's most important to make money from the investments. Yeah. And of course, the weekly way is that, you know, if you make 10 investments, you expect 2 to do well and recover all the capital that you have invested. How has been your experience dealing with VCs in India?
See, and that's my experience. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. While the global average is 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. And if you include some other parts of the world, it will become 3 to 7. Indian VCs, they have a different story to tell. They will sometimes talk about 6 to 4, that they have got four success for 6 losses out of 10 investment that they make. So, but generally, this is how they make actually. Even if one investment does good, yeah, the return will be manifold. If you can look at some of the things that the data that you've given. Mm-hmm. Money, one investment can give you the return for everything else. So it is a feel like this. 1 rupee will become 1 crore rupees in no time. So it is like this. But if you look at from IRR point of view, 30% IRR is very, very common in VC. VC is fair. So you'll find people will talk about, and that's what they try and give, 30% return. Obviously, no VC can promise as a 30% return, but generally what they have been earning average, whether in India or US, it's around 30%.
Mm-hmm.
When they go to VC, they will, I think, project something like 15 to 20%, depending on the LP and the fund they are approaching in that context.
True.
So return is most important, and it's all about, actually, it's very, very, it should be very clear that it's all about making money.
Mm-hmm. So I also wanted to understand, you know, there are a set of interviews that are there in your book in the end where you've spoken to a bunch of biggest homegrown funds, including I saw Karthik Reddy's being interviewed from Bloom Ventures. Then you had Sasha Mirchandani of K Capital, or you even had my Matrix Partners. There's a bunch of interviews. Which one is one of your favorite stories? And if you could tell listeners about some of the learnings.
I will tell you, Pooja. Actually, those are not interviews. Mm-hmm. Actually, those are the chapters which are written by these people.
Okay.
So what actually happened, we decided the structure of the book. Mm-hmm. So I basically wanted to, because I had made my own notes.
Okay.
About how do they work, how do they operate, how do they make money, why should a government company invest in these funds, right? So that was my primary concern.
Mm-hmm.
When I got these detailed notes, I thought, let me publish it as a book.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I thought, let me test my idea.
Mm-hmm.
For testing what I did, I talked to 30 firms, top firms of India in terms of investment and in terms of deals, and requested them to write a chapter each covering everything that I have covered in the first part. So those chapters were written. And then what we did later, because of the size of the book, which was becoming humongous, a very big one, so we decided to curtailed to 10 chapters where the funds which are very important and where they have missed most of the deals, if you can look at. I've explained it in the preface.
True.
And then further, those notes were after testing in context of Indian VCs, then they were further, supplemented with the global research.
Okay.
So that was the context this was written. But these original pieces are very important. See, right now what happened, there are a whole lot of VCs in India. One big, one small. So these are the successful VCs. So any new fund manager can have a good understanding of a successful fund. How do they do? While going through the chapter of the VCs, I think for any startup, it can very what you call it, simple to understand whom to approach, how to approach, what do they look for, how to make their pitch. Part two is basically what you call immediate reference to startups and fund managers. And part first is obviously for everybody.
What are the key factors that one should consider while they are trying to pitch to investors?
When they make pitch, they have to see, they have to look at a whole lot of things. But basically, they have to see what, how are they approaching the market? What is their scalability? Whether they will be able to scale up their business. So that is the most important part that they look for. Because for any VC, that is most important. Because if your business is not scalable, if you are not able to make money, they will not invest. They have to see a dream. They have to see an opportunity in your company to allow you.
Great. And so in terms of returns that you talked about, how around 30% is something that Indian VCs have been able to return. I mean, has that been a consistent feature, or is it that you've seen in some of the funds that you have?
No, I think there's no consistent feature here. Mm-hmm. Because some funds have made more money, some funds have made less money. But mm-hmm. the fact of the matter is, this is plausible, and this is something they have, many of them have been able to achieve. So that's why I have referred to it, that 30% IRR is very simple to, well, is a common thing in VC world, both US and India. But otherwise, you will see that funds have a different, well, when they approach private limited partners, they will show a different side of IRR. And when we come to government, they will show a depressed figure. I don't know why did they do it, but that's why, because they know that the government, for them, it is a promotion and they are going to invest anyway. So there, I think they don't make it really competitive. So in SIDBI, when we came to SIDBI, I made it a point that we will focus on track record.
Okay.
And then the whole debate started that whether the role of a government organization is to only focus on track record. Because then how the new managers will grow, how the new venture fund managers will grow if you will not support. See, obviously what we did, we made a simple thing. We said, we'll out of every 10 investment, 8 I will make on record, 2 I will give to new people.
Okay.
So that's how we established a balance, and that's how we went on. But our rating model, etc., as we made it, there are a lot of focus, a lot of value is assigned to what you call your past track record.
Okay. So in terms of the funds, when you are looking at it, over the last few years, a lot of funds have been investing in the Bharat concept and moving away from, you know, cities and looking at concepts that can work in the Bharat model. Over the time, what is the kind of switch that you have seen in this space?
Scalability is one criteria which they use very often. If you look at the investment, where is it coming? It is going to to the companies where they actually there's scalability. For instance, people are still investing in Uber despite it being a loss-making company. It is fitting in their business strategy also. At the same time, what you call the overall Bharat shift is also there.
True. How do you see the ecosystem growing over time? What is the kind of growth that you've managed to see in this space? And which other verticals do you think are going to do better in the coming years?
It's a dreamer's dream. I've been, when I joined our business for roughly around 60,000 crores. And when I left just recently, it was 2 lakh crores.
That's phenomenal growth.
We looked at our portfolio, we looked at our priorities, we looked at our risk. And then I opted for a strategy where I wanted low return, low risk, and high volume business. So that was my strategy, and that paid off really well.
True. The book, as you said, is an expansion of the notes that you had been taking over the years. Can you point the 5 key most important things that one should remember while trying to raise capital?
So venture capital, see, first thing is obviously they have to have a sound strategy in place. That's very important. Secondly, I think they have to also say that whether they are fitting in the overall strategy of the LP. And then obviously third thing is that they have to show track record, because the money is the most important thing. Fourth, obviously, team. And fifth, obviously, they should be able to prove how their results have been commensurate, or how they have evolved over years in respect of what you call their investments.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. Thank you so much for your time today. It was great speaking to you, and congratulations on your book, sir.